Mishmisha, a lot of women, they believe that the best and only way to keep a guy under control is to hold him hostage. And that is the easiest way to drive him away. Now, I will tell you, theoretically speaking, ideally speaking, how I see relationships. Ideally speaking, I see that distance is not about how far he lives, because he's still in the same place, more or less. Maybe you cannot see him every day during the week, but at least you can spend the weekends together. So it's like you're meeting for 2 days per week, which is enough. The other thing, you can have a man in your house, in your bedroom, in your bed, but his mind and his heart are somewhere else. So there is no way to treat a man like a dog and keep him at a leash. That is just not possible. So I can understand your fear of the gazillion single guys in a villa together. But if he has the tendency to cheat on you, or if he has the need to cheat on you, what would stop him in whatever house he's in? What would stop him? What would stop him if you're married and he goes away on a business trip? What would stop him? What would stop him from his other house that is close to your house? You don't live with him. What would stop him? What would stop him when you're married and living in the same house and you are away on business and he would bring someone in? The only thing that would stop a guy or a girl from cheating on their partner is respect and commitment. He could be surrounded by 20 beauty queens, but in his heart, he does not want to be with anybody but you. So I think that you demanding that he leaves this villa and comes back to the house is not a good idea. This is just you showing him how insecure you are. This is the question about the villa thing. Now, you said that you've had this enormous fight and you said very hurtful stuff and that you almost broke up and then your parents reconciled things. Now, don't you think that it's a very bad strategy after such an incident that you come and demand that he leaves this villa and comes back to the house and this demanding attitude? When you have made such a big scar or tear in the relationship, you have to heal it. And you heal it by love and by tenderness and by care and by attention. You don't heal it by suffocating him. You don't heal it by being clingy. You don't heal it by being demanding. You don't heal it by being jealous. The only way to win your fiancé back is to start thinking a year and a half ago what made him fall in love with you. And you highlight those very same points. So for example, he fell in love with you because you're funny. You highlight the funny aspect. He fell in love with you because you're caring. You highlight the caring aspect. He fell in love with you because you're supportive. You highlight the supportive aspect. He fell in love with you because you're pretty. You highlight the pretty aspect. You need to think, what are the things that made him fall in love with you? And you need to use them to make him fall in love with you all over again. But demanding that he leaves the house and comes back and all the jealous and the crazy and insecure stuff, you're just going to drive him away. And it's not about being extra sweet. No. I want you to rekindle the love. Get all the things that made him fall in love with you the first time. Highlight them and make him fall in love with you over again. That is the best way to get him back. And the out of sight, out of heart thing, yes, it is true. But sight does not have to mean seeing you with the eyes. He could see you, but not see you really. There is a difference between looking at a person and seeing the person. He could be sitting on a chair, right in front of you, facing you, looking at you. But he does not see you. He doesn't want to see you. So I want you to redefine that out of sight, out of heart. Sight is something and looking at someone is something else. Alright? Try to work with that strategy and let me know how it goes.